From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A South Korean official said today Seoul and the United States are discussing other U.S. strategic assets that can be deployed on the Korean Peninsula a day after the U.S. flew a bomber over South Korea in an apparent response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Sunday's flight came hours after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un defended last Wednesday's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb as a self-defense against the United States. Zambia's ruling Patriotic Front Party has warned its members that it is prerogative of the incumbent president, Edgar Lungu, to choose his vice presidential running mate before the August 11th elections. Party warned members are not to engage in acts that could divide it. Father Frank Buelia, deputy spokesman for the Patriotic Front, spoke to VOA.
The problem we have is that some of the people who are lobbying to be nominated as running mates are doing it in a manner that is exposing notorious appetite for power, that is exposing greed and thirsty for power in a manner that makes us fear that such characters would be a danger working as vice president to our beloved president.
Some of the aspiring Patriotic Front candidates have threatened to quit the party if they are not chosen. Human Rights Watch has accused Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels of arbitrarily detaining and forcibly disappearing dozens of people in the capital Sana'a, Houthis see Sana'a and Aden in September of 2014. In response, the Saudi government launched coalition airstrikes, now pushing back the rebels out of Aden. This is VOA News.